All right, so there's the virus, and then there's the weather. Strong, gusty winds and heavy rain are expected to move into the area later today, and the coronavirus pandemic is having an effect on that as well. Power line companies are preparing to deal with downed lines and outages today. Reed Lamberty, spokesman with the power company Eversource, says health guidelines are playing a role in the company's planned response.
We continue to monitor the storm, and our field crews are ready. We are going to maintain and continue to practice social distancing and all the safety protocols that we have in place in light of this pandemic.
So, given all that, for a look at the forecast, we're joined right now by WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
First, talk about the wind today, since that's the dramatic part. How strong is it going to be, and when and where will the worst be?
The worst of this is going to be between about noon and 8 p.m. So in that window is when we'll have the opportunity for those really high gusts. So this morning, we don't have the wind as much. Now, places like the higher elevations of Worcester County, certainly greater Boston, and down towards the South Shore. Now, right along the South Shore, as those winds come in, they don't have much friction. So that's where some of the winds could be strongest because they're just coming in off water. There's nothing to break them up. And then as you get back through the Berkshires, also some very strong gusty winds, but not quite as strong as you'll see in eastern Massachusetts.
How much rain could we get from this?
Yeah, so the rainfall will generally be, I think, around an inch to an inch and a half. But because we have thunderstorms, we could see some areas with 2 to 3 inches, and that can be a problem for things like basements, street flooding. The good news is, of course, we don't have much of a commute anymore, so that's not going to be the issue. But definitely 2 to 3 inches of water could cause some small stream flooding, but it's not going to be a big flooding event. We just don't have or haven't had enough rain that would be the problem.
Is this part of the same system that spawned the tornadoes elsewhere in the country in the Deep South last night?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about that is that it shows the energy with this system. So that system moved from the southeast. Now, we won't get into the severe weather, but you could definitely see and hear thunderstorms this afternoon. And that's when the strongest winds will probably occur, if we get some of those very heavy downpours and thunderstorms, because the winds above us at like 2,000 feet are blowing over 100 miles an hour today. It's anomalously strong wind for so low close to the ground. And what happens is when you get the heavy, heavy rain in those thunderstorms, it pulls the gusts down here. So that's why the winds won't be blowing that strong all the time. At times, just 10 to 25 miles an hour, which is still breezy. But then you get one of those storms. Those winds above us get pulled down here, and that's when we get the strong gusts, the damage, and the power outage.
It moves out tonight, right? And then what's it like for the rest of the week?
Yeah, it does move out tonight. It's pretty quick clearing, actually. Once we get the rain and the showers out of here, the first part of the evening, we'll see the winds continue to diminish late at night. Temperatures tonight staying in the mid-40s, so fairly mild. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, much, much lighter winds, temperatures in the mid-50s. And then it's kind of chilly here Wednesday and Thursday, as well as Friday, around 50. Thursday, Friday, more sunshine. Wednesdays with clouds and in the mid-40s. And right now, just a peek at the weekend, we look mostly sunny to start the weekend, low to mid-50s on Saturday.
All right, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot this morning. Appreciate it, Dave.
You're welcome.